The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
There's always time for a second cup. And Aaron, you know, you and I, we enjoy our morning coffee a little bit more than we should. It's just an enjoyable part of our day.
Yeah, there's nothing like that first sip of a hot cup of coffee, you know? Or the first sip of a second cup of a hot cup of coffee.
There, see, that's where I'm with you there. I'm definitely going to get a second cup as soon as the show is over. But Aaron, it's been great to have you.
It's been fun. Thanks for having me.
Studio this week. Yeah. It's been fun talking with you, doing news and sports and weather and all the things that we do on the Morning Blend. Now, for our listeners, in case they didn't know, Aaron is not a Pacific Northwestern native. He is actually a native of...
Born in the great state of Texas.
Great state of Texas. Now, they say, Aaron, that things are bigger in Texas, but I wonder if that includes your Christmas celebration. So I went online, I did a little bit of searching, and I found a few Christmas traditions that they say you'll only understand if you're from Texas.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So I thought we would spend today's second cup kind of going through a couple of these and you telling us if this article is, in fact, the case.
Okay.
All right. So first of all, they say in Texas, you always pick your own tree, but it's a pine or a cedar. That's it.
For the most part, yes. They do ship them in from other parts of the country. But yeah, there's a lot of cedar and pine in Texas. So more likely than not, it's pine or cedar because those two grow all over the state. So.
Would you ever walk into a Texan's home and find an artificial tree glowing in the front window?
Yeah, you saw those fairly often, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're not like focused only on getting that live tree out in the forest.
Right, yeah, no. I mean, it's just like anywhere else. We've got Christmas tree farms. They just bring them in from the piney areas or the cedar, which is everywhere.
So. Or maybe Oregon.
You never know.
All right. Now, this next one they say, I'm not sure is a Texas-only type of tradition, but they say poinsettias are everywhere in Texas this time of year.
Yeah, they're what? I don't know if that's just us because you see them everywhere. But yeah, they're definitely a very popular thing. You'll see them in people's homes too. So
now from this article, it does say that this tradition may have come up from Mexico. Of course, warmer weather.
Sure.
Point
says
don't like cold weather.
Right.
They don't do well at all where there's a draft. You got to keep them very warm. So that's why they think maybe it had come down from Mexico.
I believe that. Yeah.
Now this next one I believe is definitely a Texas tradition.
Okay.
Hanging barbed wire wreaths.
I believe that's true, yeah. As somebody who, one whole side of my family's from the country, yeah, there's definitely barbed wire in some wreaths, yeah.
And
not
so
only the wreath, but now you do see those too, but they're less common. I would see them wound into what we would call a normal wreath.
So you take a little greenery and you put it around a barbed wire wreath and there you hang it on the door.
There you go.
Yeah, I can guarantee you I have never in my life seen a barbed wire wreath.
Guaranteed to keep it from being stolen.
I think that is definitely the case. All right. And now it also appears that according to Only in Your State article, that fruitcake is especially loved in Texas. Is that the case?
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of beginning to think they just added Texas to this list because fruitcake's everywhere. But yeah, I mean, fruitcakes was pretty popular. I grew up in a family that didn't particularly enjoy them, so I didn't see a lot of fruitcakes. And I tend to still lean that way. However, those Trappists do make a tasty one.
They do make a tasty one. In fact, they started off our season of giving here
on
Monterey Radio.
Oh my gosh, those are so good. Yeah.
People are already eating and they're probably already gone enjoying those wonderful fruitcakes from the Trappists. They do sell out of those.
That
those
will
are unique and special.
Make you change your mind about fruitcake. If you're not a fruitcake lover, get one of those.
All right. Well, this one, next one they say, probably I would agree would be on your table every year if you can. How about some good homemade tamales?
Yes, ma'am. It is tamale season.
In Texas.
You better believe it. That's right.
I think a lot of areas.
None of that store-bought stuff. You got to find
the
homemade
masa and the husk and put the chili and pork in there. Yeah, there's some good ones. I definitely feel like I'm going to have to track some down here. There are some local Mexican markets or Latin markets that will sell them. So I'm definitely going to find those. But yeah, I'm going to have some tamales this year too.
Yeah.
And here's my little secret with tamales. They actually warm up really well in the microwave. So if you keep them frozen, You can just put them in the microwave for a little bit, and they come out great. So.
Sprinkle a little water over them to keep them from drying out in that microwave. There you go.
There you go. All right. So here's another one. Now, this one I'm wondering about, too, because this is not a Northwest tradition for sure, but they say luminarias are kind of common in Texas.
Yeah, are they? Yeah.
Little lights from the ground kind of lighting the pathway. Mm-hmm. It says these elegant Christmas lanterns are also a Mexican custom, but they've grown in Texas over the year. Seeing them practically floating in the night is a magical sight because it's so dark. You can't necessarily see the ground. And then there'll just be these luminaries.
And Texas in the wintertime, we don't get a lot of snow unless you're in the northern part of the state or some of the western parts of the state. So quite often, at least in my childhood, that you'd see them with real candles sometimes in like a, the low budget version was a paper bag with a candle in it. But clearly that's a fire hazard nowadays. So
I don't see those much anymore. Don't want to do that. Well, of course, around here this time of year, you'd be hard pressed to even get them to light.
Right. Yeah.
All right. And then the last one, Aaron, and this is definitely regional. How about a Christmas river walk in San Antonio? Are they well known for lighting up the river there in San Antonio?
Yeah, it's a really pretty little part of that city. It's kind of set down away from the streets. So it's a nice, it's like an outdoor mall. It's a really beautiful area of the city. Well known.
I want to visit San Antonio.
You can take a little riverboat that'll drive you through the
Shopping, food, and a riverboat. Those hit all of the top three must-haves on my vacation list.
Tamales and barbecue. That's the way we do it down there.
All right. And apparently, lastly, they say, well, Christmas and football go hand in hand.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup. We hope you enjoy your Christmas traditions.